Abby Algar is the film curator at the Honolulu Museum of Art. She describes the feeling so many of us who frequent the internet are familiar with.
Everyone's had the experience of watching a video on YouTube and then gradually friends or coworkers will gather around the computer and you all start watching it together. And then it becomes kind of this event, just a lot more fun, a lot more interesting.
Chances are those videos you're watching star cats. And an upcoming festival dedicated to those feline friends is proof they've gone viral. This year's event includes more than 80 new videos. Some of the top contenders include Keyboard Cat, whose piano antics have over 32 million hits on YouTube. And then there's Henri, whose existential angst has become the subject of a series of black and white films in French.
Eh bien, je suis toujours ici.
The internet has sort of been inundated by cats and cat videos, and, you know, there are some that even believe the internet is made of cats.
Clark Riley is the social media coordinator at the Honolulu Museum of Art.
You're usually home by yourself watching cat videos, and this is a way to share with the community. It's not just about making cat videos, but it's about watching cat videos with other people.
After its successful run in Minneapolis, Clark reached out to Scott Stulen, founder of the event at Walker Art Center, who agreed to kick off the festival tour in Hawaii.
It's really about the experience of this content that exists primarily online and seeing what happens when you take it offline and you watch it with, you know, either hundreds or thousands of other people. And it is something very unique about that. And it's that social experience is what I think people want.
Film curator Abby Algar agrees. Cats can unite people.
Whether they're cats climbing in boxes or, you know, some beautiful animated thing inspired by cats, I think the important thing is the experience of watching them together and bringing something that's an online kind of experience offline and making something kind of more community-based out of it.
While Abby admits she's more of a dog person, she says watching cat videos is a bit of a guilty pleasure.
Dog videos, they don't have the same effect. It's something about watching cats because they're such kind of private, aloof animals that I think, you know, there's something kind of voyeuristic about watching cat videos, which is a lot more entertaining than watching a dog where I get the sense that the dog knows it's performing for you and it's aware that you're there and it's trying to please you. Whereas cats, they don't care. They don't care. They're just doing what they're doing, getting on with it. To watch them do that, the same as watching a human do that, is funny.
And while no local kitties made the final cut for this year's festival, Abby says there's always next year. Molly Solomon for HPR News.